the best look facetiously. It's like, go on and get your shit off on me.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a plan.
It ain't a plan. I'm just like, you know, I've been too PC. I've been too quiet. You know what I'm saying? I want to mix it up, make it a little uncomfortable for people. You know what I'm saying? But I want to, but for real though, I just wish, I'd be forgetting, I'm going to be honest though, I'd be forgetting that I'm at a big age. Okay. So I'd be having to
kind of dial it back.
Yeah, because I'd be like, I'm doing this. I need to relax. I'm not 30. I'm not 28. But I'm, look, man, I'm still.
Basically, you just need a little help, just a little boost. To, how you should just throw it on the backboard?
Yeah.
The topics.
I'm just,
and then you come in here, you just slam it.
Yes.
Got you.
Yes. So this is Taking Shots for 2024, man. We in the building.
Say what?
I'm talking about. But all right. So can I, full disclosure? This is an intervention, guys. This is not really an episode of Taking Shots. This is some behavior that needs to be addressed just from one partner to another. I've worked with you on and off for the better part of 4 or 5 years. I think we started Taking Shots in 2019. We were doing Bigger Than Pancakes before that. Shout out Hill. But this ain't, I didn't plan no episode. I have no topics. Actually, you saw me in pre-pro. I just wrote some shit real quick. I have no idea what we about to talk about. And I don't even care. Sir.
Yes.
You on IG. What's your IG handle?
I am Raw Man.
Because you got a bunch of them, by the way.
Yeah, I am Raw Man. That's the main account. Yeah.
You post pretty heavily, you know, as we do to promote our businesses and our brands. Some of the stuff you be posting, I just got to be honest. It throws me off. I remember in the last episode you said you were getting blocked or flagged, I should say. Do you care to explain why you get flagged?
They hate, man.
Who's hating it?
Oh, Instagram, the algorithm.
What they hating on? What can you tell them what you've been posting today?
I don't know. I just post comedic videos.
Because when I post, I don't get flagged.
Maybe you're not posting comedic. See, you're posting music. You're promoting your music.
But I be saying all type of shit. Fuck, hoe, bitch, this.
And look at me. I just sit there and just look at the camera. That's it.
That is true.
That is it.
That's a fact.
That's it. I look at the camera, and 4 seconds later, I'm getting a message saying, your video is blocked.
But what do you be looking at the camera about? What's the content of your video?
It's a variety of different, you know, topics.
Hoes.
Well.
Innuendo.
Well, it's nature.
You're good. Nature. You're good, boy.
It's nature.
Yeah.
It's nature.
It's not coming out like I thought it was going to come out.
I react to nature videos. Right or wrong.
That is a fact.
You see trees.
I do.
You see plants.
Mm-hmm.
You see water. Sometimes equipment.
What type of equipment?
Different, your warehouse equipment.
What do equipment be doing?
Working. You press the button and they doing what they're supposed to do.
Oh, damn, good.
And I'm just getting flagged for no reason. I don't know what's going on Instagram, but I want y'all to stop blocking my videos. If you can let tits and ass go, you can let my comedic videos go.
About tits and ass.
Technically, it's about nature. And about equipment. That is it. And different topics about love and life.
Is it love or lust?
Maybe it's a tad of lust, but I tell you this. If you really think about it, I'm really giving quick lessons on the human anatomy.
Oh, how the fuck these hoes?
In a sense.
Okay, there we go.
Different bodily functions. If you see equipment, you know, say, for example, I posted a video of a machine and the pipe is just like jab, you know what I'm saying? It's just jab, you know, and whatnot. That is about sexual innuendos and reproduction and things that can happen in the bedroom. I'm really a teacher if you really think about it. This is really sex ed.
Okay.
You know?
Sex ed 102.
102.
This is advanced. What you doing?
Sex ed 102. So, yeah, I'm getting flagged for no reason. Man, I don't like this shit. I don't. TikTok doing me the same way. I don't like it.
Well, TikTok doing a lot, to be honest, man. They've been removing music. There was a disagreement between Universal Music Group and TikTok. So a lot of the music, all of their catalog has been pulled from TikTok, which a lot of artists have been having complaints and issues, of course, because most of the music industry, well, if you're trying to be in the music industry, you have to go through TikTok. So if you're already signed and you're trying to get streams and you're not like a huge artist, now your catalog is removed from the top platform that songs go off of. Yeah. It's been a lot of different conflict with TikTok. Me personally, man, like I couldn't even post my own songs.
Really?
Yeah, they be flagging. I'm like, how you flagging shit? I'm not signing a record label. I own this stuff, but they mute my videos. I even tried to perform my videos live and they was like, nah.
For your own
music? Yeah.
Nah, to see, man, it's something about that app. But with this whole, with them removing all their music off, do you feel like there's going to be more of a blowback for TikTok or for the artists? Because if you think about it, some of these artists, their singles rely on TikTok.
Right.
TikTok challenges, whether it's dancing, singing, all that, they rely on that. So you feel like it's going to affect TikTok more or the artists more?
It's going to always affect the artist more because the artist is already at the bottom of the barrel, which is so crazy, which is why I disagree with them flagging your content, because as creators, we are the brainchild that drives the platforms. And then once they get the stuff, then they try to decide how they should divvy up, how we get paid, what they want to post, and then the creative has to find another outlet. Yep. So like in this case, Universal Music Group pulled the music, which they're basically saying, we don't like how y'all are splitting the money with us as a label, not even necessarily to the artist. So the artist is getting impacted by y'all business dealings. So now when it's time to recoup, I can't even recoup off TikTok now because you cut it. And then you're going to go find another way to take my money out of something else because you cut something off of TikTok because you didn't like that split. So I fucking hate the music industry, by the way. I hate TikTok. I like IG though. That's the OG platform. It still gives me a lot of the different things that I like to look at. Hoes, mainly. D bitches and shit like that. But I mean, it failed. The intervention failed. I tried. Welcome to Taking Shots, y'all. Look at, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, so it's like, but I do my shit in private. You be posting it.
I'm just trying to help. That's all.
Well, you're not helping because when I open my apps at work, I have to make sure I'm in the bathroom with the door closed because I don't know what's about to pop up. I have my phone on mute all day.
I have a folder. I created a folder that says videos to remix. If you saw all the videos that I haven't dropped yet, they coming, though.
I'm about to ask, is it because you think it's going to get flat?
No, I don't give a damn.
Okay.
I took my time to do these videos. They coming.
What? Is it the bots that's flagging it? Is it people that hating on you?
I really don't know. Because lately, it's been as soon as I post a video, it's flagged.
Oh, they already on your ass.
Like IG.
Yeah, they on your ass already.
But then I've had some videos. I had one video. It got 600,000 views in maybe like a few hours. And then this thing I know, flag.
You get too many views.
So I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because they don't like people to get organic views. They want you to go through them to get the views. So that's what's going on with that part. Which is another reason why I don't really care about these platforms no more. Like, I'm a post on there, but I got to figure out a way to build my community outside of them. Because I can't keep... I'm not in y'all board meetings when they change what they doing. So I'm not about to play that game with my big A's. I'm sorry. Like, I post just to show y'all that I'm posting. But if you think I'm relying on any of that shit to blow me up or go viral, that's over for me, dog.
I think they getting in the space now where like, they want you to like, pay for ads and,
right,
and all that shit like that. And I'm just like, dog, like, I'm not... For my business, maybe. But just for some video, some commitment. Fuck no.
Yeah.
Not doing it. It's not happening. I'm just
going to
continue to just do what I do.
So speaking of like going viral, we talked about Jacquees and Trey Songz had some issues. Jacquees is 5'1", Trey Songz is what, about sick two?
Probably.
Up there.
Sick 1, sick 2, something like that.
I just heard Jacquees got online and just started saying, yo, you doing your little bro like this. I don't even know that the dynamics of their relationship or what it was over. I think an accusation of the R word got thrown out and Trey Songz had to go see about it.
Jacquees threw Chris Brown in the shit. Like, Chris Brown the GOAT. I'm like, nigga, what, that was random as hell. Like,
you said Chris Brown the GOAT?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh, okay.
Like, he was on that whole rant. I didn't say that.
I'll just go ask.
I saw that look at you.
I'm just trying to see where we were going. I ain't know.
No, nigga. I didn't say that. That whole rant where he was talking about Trey Songz and everything, literally randomly, he just said Chris Brown the GOAT. Where the fuck did that even come from?
Oh, probably trying to throw shade at Trey. If Trey thought he was a GOAT or some shit. But
love his music.
I'm about to say, now, out of the newer artists, that who would it be? I mean, like, this excluding, like, R. Kelly, Usher.
Oh, okay.
Out of the, they've been in the 90s. Who would be the GOAT of it?
Exclude R. Kelly and Usher.
Yeah.
Chris Brown.
I agree with that too.
Yeah.
I agree with that too.
That's, yeah. If you take R. Kelly and Usher out of that situation, yeah, it's Chris Brown. It's no competition.
Yeah.
There's nobody coming close to Chris Brown. If you take them two kings out of that shit, then yeah, it's Chris Brown.
Okay.
Catalog, music, like all that shit. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Okay.
So how do you feel about the fight? Like, who won?
Jacquees did post two braids or two of his dreads and everything that got yanked out during the scuffle.
He posted it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he posted it.
You posting the L, nigga?
He posted the dreads and was like, yeah, he yanked my dreads out and all that shit. I was like, dog, what's going on, man?
That's crazy.
Yeah, he did that shit. So I would say that Trey Songz got the best of him in this situation.
You had mentioned something else about Jacquees.
Yeah, nigga been in the news a lot lately, man. Jacquees, Dreezy, and DeAndrea Sanders had a little Twitter scuffle. So DeAndrea and Jacquees have been together for maybe about a year or so or whatever.
That Deion Sanders?
Yeah, Deion Sanders' daughter. They've been posting, you know, different video. He been all over her vlogs and her YouTube channel, all that shit or whatever. So matter of fact, they just posted one where Prime was in Atlanta. And all of them was kicking it, I think like a week ago, 2 weeks ago, or whatever.
All them were kicking it. Get your all that.
Yeah. He was down here for an event.
Oh, okay.
And so they came to see him at his hotel.
Oh, okay.
That's what I mean by kicking.
I'm about to say.
Yeah.
Then instead of them kid business.
No. They went to see him at a hotel. So
respectfully.
Dreezy posted on Twitter and was like, my ex still stalks me. Oh, how sweet. And so everybody started running to her shit. And then they started tagging DeAndrea. DeAndrea came back with her own shit saying, why would he swap out a dime for a penny?
Say it.
And once she said that, the floodgates opened. She started calling Dreezy obsessed. Dreezy started calling DeAndrea this shit and that shit. And they just going back and forth with the insults. An accusation about panties being sent to the apartment with her face on it or some shit like that or whatever. And then Dreezy started dropping screenshots.
I gotta see how this Sanders chick looks.
Oh, yeah. Check out. At DeAndrea Sanders. Yeah. Check that out before we
okay, well,
go for it.
All right, Dreezy, you guys.
Yeah,
she can talk a little crazy.
Yeah, she can talk. Yeah. She can talk that shit. So they started going back and forth, man. Dreezy threw it out there, some about DeAndrea being pregnant. So now we don't even know if she's with child or whatever now, man. And then she started posting screenshots of Jacquees begging her to come back to him and saying he missed her. He want to be with her. He don't want to be with DeAndrea. It's just a whole bunch of just crazy shit, bro.
How many times have you texted a chick that you want to be back with her? I do that shit all often. I be lying.
Am I sober or drunk?
Drunk.
Oh, I done got this shit off plenty of times. I done got this shit off a couple of times. On some drunk, man. What?
Have you ever, like, you say some shit at night to a girl and then you wake up the next morning and be like, God damn.
Why the fuck did I say that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I done had drunk nights to where I done got some shit off and then I wake up the next day and I go back and read the thread and I'm like, oh,
yeah,
I said that.
Man, I was so drunk this past week, full disclosure, I was just hitting up people on the internet.
Oh, Lord.
I hit another white girl.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
I thought she was, so I saw a photo of her.
Uh-huh.
She not bad at all.
Uh-huh.
I thought that she looked pregnant. So I was like, congratulations. And then she was like, congratulations on what? So I ended up having to try to flip it into like, I'm interested. And
you quick on your feet.
Yeah, because I didn't want to be like, oh, I thought you, because I don't talk to this girl at all. Yeah. I think I had got pissed off at the girl that I was trying to holler at, them won't respond. So you know how you try to get your get back, but like, bitch, you done fell asleep on me. Hold on, let me tell you how this shit go. I done holler at these hoes. these young ladies.
These harlots.
Yeah. So I like, congratulations, I was gonna be funny and say some shit like, damn, you couldn't have waited. Some dumb shit. I was going to
say,
she's like, congratulations on what? Then I went back and looked at, because I ain't thinking about it, because I saw it, tight, kept moving.
Yeah.
It was stories. You know how stories go. And she was like, congratulations on what? Then I'm like, let me go back and see. I'm like, oh, this bitch ain't pregnant. Hey! Yeah, you know, I'm just saying that you surviving out here in 2024 type shit.
Oh, man, come on, bro.
She like, you ain't talking. Ever. I was like, oh.
Nigga.
She didn't come back with that till the next day. So I'm like, okay, I'm about to.
So, okay, wait a minute. Hold on.
This is what I be going through, y'all.
Hold on, bro. So was there a pudge or something to make you think that?
A little bit. And the way she was holding like the bottom of her shirt, like trying to hold it down a little bit. You know how women be trying to pose? What they either trying to block their gut. Or show that they got one to show they pregnant. It's hard to read when you drunk as hell. Man, I was on a whole fifth of Bacardi, dog.
Oh, you was out of here.
I was at the bottom of it, too.
Oh, you was out of here.
Man, what? It was like on a Sunday night before I was going to work for the five. Like, bruh, I fucked up. I apologize to that young lady if she sees this.
Oh, Lord. I think you should stay away from the devices when you get on your drunk shit, man.
Nah, that's when I do my best work.
That's when you do your best.
Do my best work. When I'm sober, it'd be like, I only want to talk to one or two of y'all.
Yeah.
When it get lit and y'all not responding,
it start going down.
Oh, it got to go down. Because you got a plan for the future.
Nah,
you can't put all your stock into one or two ladies that you into.
Nah, don't fix.
Because they're going to lead you.
Don't fix.
To despair every time.
Don't fix. I want to go to... You had made a Facebook post about Donnell Jones.
Shout out Donnell.
And you were talking about, you know, R&B albums and whatnot. So, do you still stand by the statement about his album, that Where I Wanna Be album being like?
Upper Echelon.
Yes.
I think it's TP2.com,
mm-hmm.
Donnell Jones, Where I Wanna Be, Usher Confessions.
Mm-hmm.
Really, those are the three that I think are unmatched.
Where do you rank Donnell Jones as far as R&B artists? Like on your list, would he be like top 10, top 15? Because I know he wouldn't be top 5.
Nah, R&B of all time? Or modern day kind of R&B?
Yeah.
90s to 2000?
Yeah.
I give him a top 10. I think I can give him top 10.
Favorite Donnell Jones song?
All her love.
You know which one I like, bro? Have you heard Apple Pie?
I haven't.
Listen to that shit.
Which album is that on?
That's on, I think, something about a Gemini or something.
Oh, okay.
Shit like
I know
that.
Something about that. I'm on fire too.
Man.
Yeah.
That shit tough, bro. Apple Pie. That's like probably besides Where I Wanna Be. And of course, you know What's Up.
Yeah.
Them like my favorite, like Donnell Jones song. The Apple Pie Fire. I can listen to shit on repeat, just let it just play.
I believe his first two albums are fire. Mm-hmm. That third one, if I remember correctly, is fire.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm here for it. I think the problem with somebody like him is that his run was too short.
It was very short.
Now, when you think about like a Joe.
Joe Thomas.
That motherfucker fire.
Favorite Joe song.
Whew.
Yeah.
I enjoy it more and more a lot.
Really?
I did. I don't know if it's my favorite, but I think that one's so slept on because R. Kelly remade it.
Yeah.
But that's a tough one for me.
Okay, top three Joe songs.
Well, I mean, not a play. Can we consider that one or that Big Pun?
That was really Big Pun-ish.
Movie scene. Oh, what's the one he hating on the girl? I mean, a lot of them he hating on the girl or the ex.
That ain't Stutter. You ain't talking about Stutter, right?
God damn it. Joe.
I'm going to go ahead and give you my three.
Give me your three.
Love scene. Yeah, all the things, all the things your man won't do. And I want to know. They're my top three.
I think I'm thinking about I want to know.
Yeah.
I corrected the power theme song, Nick.
Oh, yeah.
This is a big rich town.
What about the Trey Songz remix of that?
No. I heard that they say that this was a big fish. I like that nigga saying too many words in the beginning. Shout out Trey though.
Oh man, Donnell Jones versus Joe in a versus. Who you got?
Oh, I got Joe.
All day.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah. That
easy mop up.
Huh?
The easy mop up.
Yeah.
Really?
I ain't gonna be a cleanup.
Whew.
Yeah, it's gonna be a cleanup crew.
All right then.
What you think?
No, it's gonna be a cleanup. Yeah. I just want to see what you said. Yeah, it's gonna be a cleanup.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a cleanup, man. Grammys, did you get a chance to watch them?
I didn't watch. I saw the Jay-Z speech.
How did you feel about the speech?
It was trash. Can't nothing about it. I'm sick of Jay-Z, man. Respectfully, I just feel like he makes things seem like it's for black empowerment, mm-hmm. and it don't really be.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like it no more. At my big age, I can kind of see through it. Because it's like, this award ain't had nothing to do with nothing you talking about.
Nah, it really didn't.
So can we hear from you directly about something that you own?
Yeah.
Everybody keep bigging up Beyonce got the more Grammys of everybody. Like, what the fuck is we still arguing with the Grammys about shit when y'all were boycotting the Grammys all these years, but you come back for your little award,
yeah,
respectfully, and now you want to talk about it again.
Yeah, yeah.
As if they doing you wrong. Like, which one is it?
Why do you think that when it comes to our people, it's so much stake invested in the Grammys, but when it comes to our own award shows, they don't really give a damn about them.
Self-hate.
BET Awards, Soul Train Awards, like all the other black award shows, you cannot. A lot of these artists, especially like the upper echelon artists, they not showing up.
Right.
But then they will go to the Grammys and then complain about shit the Grammys do. They'll go to the MTV Awards, mm-hmm. you know, like all the predominantly white award shows they'll go to. But when it comes to our own award shows, they don't want to do it. So why do you think that is?
Self-hate and black people are in love with white acceptance.
Mm.
Like they... Okay. I mean, we're in a white power structure, so you want to be accepted by the people that control everything.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are part of a major record label, they're going to probably tell you, you going to the Grammys.
Yeah.
Like, you going to the MTV Awards. Soul Train, that's up to you. That's optional.
But do you not think that if all of the artists, all of them, big names, all that shit, came to these award shows, don't you think that those awards would have a bigger or deeper meaning to them?
Hell,
album, best R&B album, best, all that shit is given away at BET Awards, the Hip Hop Awards, Soul Train, all that shit. But they look at them like it's nothing.
Well, if you think about like the BET and probably even Soul Train at this point, those are owned by white entities now. That so it ain't true. Even, they still ain't even ours.
Yeah.
So until we get like the head honchos, like the JDs, the Jay-Z's, the Kanye's to start actually being OGs and start dictating like this is where we going.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody gonna do nothing with it.
Do you think that we have enough power per se to start a new award, like a new award, and have a, another like award show, have our own Black Grammy per se,
yeah,
and start from there. Don't we have like the resources and the power for that?
Absolutely. I mean, most of the shit web based anyway, so like you could do something fly like on the internet virtually. Mm-hmm. We're going into a new space with these Apple lenses or whatever going on. You can make that shit dumb fly, and everybody, and Black people, like this Versus is a prime example. You know what I'm saying? Like, Bingo. Everybody showed up to that shit. Because this is where niggas gonna be at. Niggas really want to see niggas. That's why the people going to Tubi for all this shit. Tubi got way more than the nigga shit.
No, that's facts.
But we showing that's up facts. For the nigga shit. Zeus got the nigga shit. We'll show up where niggas is at, but we just have to make it fly and want to do it. But the power structure, the OGs that are in place now, they still clearly care about being accepted by the white folks. So the younger people are going to always go there. Mm. It's just sad.
All righty then. I don't want to do this, man. First of all, let me just say, Usher is a legend.
Big legend.
He's a GOAT in my book.
Big GOAT.
But are we going to tell the truth about his new album?
I'm always going to tell the truth.
I didn't like it.
The new album is called
Coming Home.
Coming Home. From where? Where you coming home? What that about? Where that title come from?
I don't want to trash it, bro. Cause this is Usher. I don't want to trash it, but this is a bad album.
All right, is it all right? I didn't particularly like it either. Is it a bad album or is it a bad album from what you was expecting?
A mixture of both.
Okay.
When he dropped Glue, you remember the single Glue that he came out with?
Mm-hmm.
When I heard that, that's what I was expecting.
Okay.
And so when I pressed play on this album, I didn't get none of that. That song ain't even on the album.
Right.
So I'm just going through it and I let every song play. I didn't want to skip through shit. I let every song play. Two, maybe three songs I can go back to them. Like, all right, this got replay value to it.
Same.
But out of 20 songs, bro, it's bad.
I didn't know who the producers were on this album because these songs seem to lack soul. It seemed to be chasing just the kind of sound, like Afro beats here, get Lotto on it, like, which I understand why she was on that song, but it's like, I don't really want to hear rappers on your shit like that.
If I'm going to hear a rapper, it's got to make sense.
Yeah.
Like, on Confessions, Jada on Throwback.
I forgot about that.
That made sense.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it made a whole lot of sense. Luda on Yeah.
Yeah.
It made sense. None of this shit on this album made any sense to me.
Yeah. I agree.
I posted something earlier, and the first thing the girl asked me was, were you expecting to hear Confessions again? No, I wasn't. You're not going to make that shit again.
Nah.
That album, that was just, that's God tier.
Yeah.
That shit cannot be remade, can't be duplicated, none of that. I wasn't expecting that. But what I was expecting, when I heard Glue, and I replayed that shit all day, you tell me you coming out with an album, that's what I'm expecting. I didn't hear that.
I just wish, like, most artists would today, based off how music come out, would follow the formula of what works for them.
Yeah.
Like, Chris Brown, most of his albums, his songs sound similar,
because
he found his formula.
Fact.
I feel like, if you can't give us Confessions, you know if there is a song out of there that works even to this day. Can we recreate something similar to those?
Fact.
At least 5-6 times on the album, and then do the other little mess. Because if you give us 6 of them,
now we talking about
something. Yeah, now you can go experiment on the other little 5.
We talking about something.
Some little new shit that you trying out, but some of the art alley, they just don't want to do nothing like they did in the past, and I don't understand it.
Do you think that with him having this Super Bowl performance, this halftime performance, do you think that in any way affected, like, his, I guess, mindset when creating this album? Because you got to think, for the Super Bowl, It ain't just niggas you performing for.
Right.
It's with a majority, like, white crowd.
Yeah, I think so.
So, because if you listen to the album, it's kind of popish in a sense. Got a couple of, like, Afrobeat songs on there, but there's not really a lot of heavy R&B.
Right. I think so. For sure. For sure.
I don't like it, bro. I just don't. I'm disappointed. I'm extremely disappointed. I'm going to go back and give it, like, some more complete spins just to make sure. But from what I've listened to, nah, man.
I already picked my three or four, so I'm not going back.
I just... Shout out to Usher, though, man.
Speaking of not going back, so I did talk to my daughter. Mm-hmm. Shout out my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hey, man, you be on Disney Plus, right? You heard that movie called Air Bud? She's like, nah, I never heard of it.
Big Goat.
I was like, look, let me pull up the trailer on YouTube. I said, you know, we got a golden retriever. This makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Pull up the trailer. I'm like, is that something you want to see? I'm like, nah, I don't see that. That's what she said. That's what she said, dog.
Listen, don't let the trailer fool you. I promise you. Look in my eyes. You will love the movie. It is an amazing film. It is an amazing body of work. Air Bud is top five Disney films of all time.
It's not top five. We proved that on the last episode.
It is top five Disney films of all time.
We got it out of here.
It's top five.
Remember, we Lion King.
Facts.
Blank Check, because we left that out at the beginning.
We did leave Blank Check out.
Toy Story.
The first one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where do we go after that?
Air Bud.
It went Air Bud.
Air Bud. Yes.
It was something else.
Air Bud.
Did I say Lion King already?
Yeah, you said Lion King.
Aladdin, because you kept trying to name me.
Get Aladdin the fuck out of here. Get Aladdin the fuck out of here. No. It's not top five. It's not top, maybe top 10, and that's cutting it.
That's cutting it?
That's cutting it, maybe.
What?
That's cutting it, maybe. Get Aladdin, nah. Top 15 is maybe.
Oh, Mighty Ducks.
So that's the five right there. And Lion King, Blank Check, Air Bud, Toy Story, Mighty Ducks.
I asked the child.
What up?
You want to see this? I did show her the part two. What is right? Wide receiver, pup receiver?
The golden retriever, Air Bud, the golden retriever. That was cool.
She was like, I'm straight on both of these.
But see, the second one is all right, it cool. But that first one, classic, nigga. I'm talking about classic. Amazing body of work. You know what? If I didn't have to watch Raising Kanan tonight, I would crank that up and watch it. I still might.
We got somebody off camera. Have you ever seen Air Bud?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, we don't know what you're talking about.
Fam, you don't know what you're missing. I'm telling you.
I don't.
Give it a shot. I'm telling you. Watch it. Gonna be the best. Check this
Hold
out.
Hold on. What's face? Oh, that no, we already did. I'm about to kid about it. Warner Brothers.
Yeah, that Warner Brothers. And Wendy is. No. But it's a top five right now. Check it out. I'm telling you, watch it. Your whole tone gonna change, I'm telling you.
All right. Well, I Santa Claus for me.
Big Bud.
Tim Allen, Santa Claus, way better than Air Bud.
In what universe?
This one.
Man, all right, bro. All right, no. There's in no universe is Santa. Nah, fam. We're not doing that. No. Big Air Bud. Shout out to Air Bud, man.
But so the Grammys, outside of the Jay-Z speech, did you see any of it?
I did. It was cool.
Okay.
It was nothing to really like just ran about or whatever. I don't ever really look for the Grammys as to like to provide like the memories
right.
or the hype moments. Travis Scott performed. It was a bad performance.
That's shocking that they would even invite him to the Grammy.
It shocked the shit out of me.
It don't even seem like a.
It shocked the shit out of me. Who else performed?
Did SZA perform? I know she won some awards.
Okay. Yes, SZA. Shout out to SZA. She did perform and everything. She had a cool performance.
I'm a little confused with her face these days. I ain't gonna hold you. There's a little confusion with going on up top. The music's still hitting, but that face is. What's going on, dog? For real.
I'm afraid to ask, what do you mean?
I mean, it just seemed like she did some work to it. Like, her lips is wild looking. She had nice lips already, so like, what's she... Am I off?
She's had some things done, yes.
Does she still look as good as she used to?
You asking me?
Yeah. Not to freak you, the real.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I don't give a damn if it freaked me or not.
Okay.
She's nice to look at.
I mean, body-wise, but you talking about in the face?
I would look at her damn face, too.
Okay, eye to eye?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Slowly.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I just hadn't seen it. I haven't paid much attention to it, but I saw it. Like, that ain't the same girl.
It's not, but... Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, have you seen the post of girls getting, like, BBLs in their fingers?
Sorry, what?
Yeah, they injecting their hands to make their fingers plump.
You lying to me.
I'm not lying.
You lying to me.
This is on Al Gore's internet.
Nah, fam.
Basically, I asked one of my homegirls about it. She said it's to make their hands look younger. Like, these hoes don't... I mean, these young ladies don't want to age out, so they injecting it to make their fingers... Because, you know, you get older, your fingers get kind of frail.
Fingers and nick. Thin,
yeah.
Hold up, bro. Nah, man.
They injecting the BBL juice in their hands.
Wait a minute. Oh, okay, pause. Wait a minute. So they're getting needles.
Yes.
And putting them...
Just like that.
So they have to stick them in all the fingers, or are they just one thing and then it spreads?
I think it's all of them.
Why y'all don't want to get old, man? Like, don't... I mean...
I thought that was a goal, to get old.
Am I tripping?
No, but okay, so we're in an industry where youth matters, especially for women. Because after they get about 30, people don't really value them. And at least in Hollywood, don't value them the same.
But the thing that's getting me, everybody is going to the same doctor. And they're getting the same look.
If you can afford it, you're going to the same doctor.
Yeah. But they're getting the same body shape.
Yeah.
Literally the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
Same shit done to your faces, same shit done to your hair, like all that. Everybody is looking the same.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you think about it, think about even old school, like with the Barbie, that was a look that people wanted to look like the Barbie doll. Mm. So women just go after what's trending, and they see it working, so they like, you remember, everybody wanted to be Kim Kardashian for
there's a lot of them out here still doing
it. Yeah, so
going after that look,
they going after a particular person that they think is winning. And they doing it to themselves.
All right, man. I want to go. I want to see that. I'm going to look that up after I leave here, because I'm not believing that shit. I'm just not. I'm just not.
How do you feel about them saying that men are getting BBLs to the ass?
Excuse me?
Yeah, they're talking about they injecting their ass.
Man, what's up, bro? What's up, man?
I don't know.
What's up, man?
That's what they saying, dog.
Niggas are getting BBLs now.
Yeah.
For... You know what? I'm not finna ask that. I am not finna ask that.
For Lil Nas X, what do you mean? Duh. The fuck?
I don't know why a man would want a BBL. I just don't know why.
To clean, to make they mix it midsection thinner.
Go to the gym.
And to plump their ass out.
Go to the gym. If that is the goal, go to the gym. It's simple as that.
Or as simple as paying the $5.
Man, get your ass on, bro. No.
Paying the $7,500. You gotta
Nah, man. On that whole speech, a girl posted, of course, after the whole speech and everything, you know, that was viral. So there was a girl that posted... And you should have seen the comments. I want to get your thoughts on this.
Oh, shit.
So she posted a screenshot of Hove up there or whatever, and she stated, if a man doesn't check an entire industry for me like this, I don't want him. What are your thoughts on that statement, Dope Tomorrow?
How she look, man? I'm always going. How she look? Well, you start talking crazy. I just need to see you.
On a scale of 1 to 10, the number doesn't go above 5.
You just got to be quiet. Why are you talking?
But if you saw the comment section, a lot of women agreed.
I bet they did, because a lot of women is fives.
There were some that wasn't fives. So.
They five with makeup on, so now they're six.
Oh, Lord.
Fuck out of here. First of all, I'm not checking Kroger.
Man, right, man.
I'm not checking okay. your call center ass job, nigga. Fuck we talking about. Look at this. I'm not checking your call center, babe. Answer them calls on time. Get out of after call work. Manage that handle time.
She won't even check home shit.
Yeah, what the fuck? Service master. Look at this shit. I'm not checking at
now. Oh, boy. Oh, my God, bro. While we're on the subject of shit that I saw on Twitter, there was a girl that got upset because she flew a dude out and the guy said that he didn't want to have sex with her. He said that he didn't fly out for that and that he, wait a minute, and that he wanted to get to know her better as a person. She was pissed off because she paid for his flight, and when he pulled up, she said she wanted penis.
Yeah.
And he said, nah, like, I'm like, this ain't that, baby.
Yeah, so he one of them types that want the BBLs. That's what that is. It's a BBL type getting nigga. Hey, what's up? Salute, bro. You a BBL ass having aspiring nigga.
Pause. Wait a minute. So do you not think that there is some type of double standard?
He owes her dick.
So if it was the other way
around... Yes. Yes, I'm not gonna say it because we're gonna get canceled. But yes,
oh my God, oh
we
man.
Can FaceTime this. You can, I can FaceTime you on my way to the plane. Like, you don't have to be here.
Oh Lord, okay,
we can do this in the metaverse. Fuck, what the fuck? Yes.
I think most people have now came to the realization that before that shit even happens, a conversation just need to be had. Y'all need to know where the fuck y'all like.
Yeah, because we're going to be talking about what we're going to do to each other when we see each other.
Yeah.
You know what but I'm saying?
All it takes is a conversation.
You packed your bag yet? You packed that little?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see you. Can't wait to see you too. That I'm making sure I drink all my water. I'm gonna be fully hydrated.
Yeah.
Yes. How are we gonna get that? First of all, like, how are the living arrangements?
I mean, most of the time, well, from shit that I've seen on social media, of course, be some hotel shit. So
yeah,
so meet up at hotel. I don't think nobody, none of these folks are fine people, but they come into their house. I wouldn't trust nobody like that shit.
Oh, I wouldn't either. And then a hotel is made for fucking. That's like the best sex.
That's
true. You know what I'm saying? We ain't about to just waste this bed.
Best sex and sleep. Especially if and you got sleep. A view.
That's a fact.
If you got a view.
Don't let that shower be hot. I stain that bathroom all the way the fuck up.
Oh, Lordy.
You think we about to waste this because we just, hey, buddy.
This is where a conversation comes in.
Right. We going to be talking and...
Beforehand, like before anybody even fly out,
yeah.
Well, a conversation come in there. Yeah. So, okay.
I will ask you something about that. It's just kind of, what are your thoughts on Brazilian versus pubic hair on these grown women?
It's getting eight either way.
Yeah, that's a fact. Do you have a preference?
I don't like a hairy bush.
Okay.
Like, I don't like that. I mean, it's cool. It's, hey, everybody her choice. But I'm not a fan of the super hairy bush, but yeah. I'm just getting there regardless.
I like a little bit of hair. I don't see it enough, though.
How much is a little bit? Like the, what's that, the runway streak or whatever that shit's called?
The landing strip.
Yeah, the landing strip.
I take a good landing strip, for real.
Mm-hmm.
I took a faded bush.
I love it when it's waxed up. Them waxed be the best.
I like it when it waxed. And you get. I like it when you waxed. Get. I do kind of like it when it kind of get prickly though too a little bit.
Oh yeah, it tickles. Yeah. Yes, sir. The little pricks be fine, but that fresh wax is something different, boy.
Like a baby. Let me change your panties out, baby. Lift them legs up. You need a wet wipe? Because you smooth. For real.
Oh, my Lord, man.
I like when it get on my covers and I smell it. You like when it get on the covers and you can smell it?
I do. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie, I do. It's been some instances. Do I wanna say this? No judgment, right?
No.
Judgment free zone.
Always.
You ain't never like been so good. You should leave that puddle in the bed.
Okay, hold on.
Wait a minute. And so maybe when she cleaning up or something, you might dip your finger and just taste it a little bit because it tasted that good. You just want to savor it. Just, oh, that Jimmy?
I believe that might be to you, dog. Just a little much.
You ain't never?
I ain't never dipped my... No.
Just right, just stir it around.
Let's stir it.
See if you can get a little aftertaste, huh?
No.
Oh, that Jimmy?
Baby,
oh, shit, I ain't said nothing then.
I believe that might just be you. I
ain't said nothing.
You ain't wrung out the sheets and put it in your mind. You let it drip. Oh,
God. Nigga, I done licked the sheet before. What the fuck are you talking about? I done dead ass licked the sheet before.
All right, if the woman's still here?
In yeah. What, she might be in the next room, like maybe clean up or whatever.
Oh, I just can't lick her again.
I did.
It reminds you so much. Yeah, like, yeah. Hey, bring it back round two.
Yeah. And then when she leave, what up, man? You know, she got the remnants and everything now. Yeah.
Wet spot. Do you sleep in it?
I don't mind.
Do you put a towel down?
Hell no. Boy.
So you won't be wet all night?
I don't give a damn about that.
Okay.
I don't care nothing about that. Care nothing about it.
You might get a cold.
That's fine. She warm.
Okay.
You have a problem with the wet spot?
Depending how big, how elaborate the session was.
Mm.
If it was like we both wore out, I'd have no problem.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'd be like, all right. We settle down.
Yeah.
Put a towel down. So I can go to sleep properly. Feel this shit on me.
Y'all don't mind a good wet spot, bit, dog. I don't. I like it. I enjoy it.
Would you ever let a woman handcuff you?
Okay. I have been against it for a while. But like in the last year or so, I want to be handcuffed.
I've thought about it.
Like, I have this whole elaborate scene set up to where I'm handcuffed, like, hand behind my back and shit to a chair.
Okay.
Check me out now. And I'm just sitting there. Got a bag over my damn face. She got my mouth taped up.
Oh, hell no.
Listen to me. It's like, it's some role-playing, like, type shit. So she walks in and everything. Snatches like the bag off my head, and she's talking to me all like crazy and shit, grabbing my chin. Bitch, did I tell you to talk? Like, shut the fuck up, slapping me and shit and whatever. And then on, because you know, my mouth is taped up, and so follow me, man.
I'll follow you. I'm like, where is going?
It's role playing.
I get it.
And so while she's slapping me and like hitting on me and shit, I'm getting turned on and everything like that. All this shit's turning me on. I like being slapped. You like being slapped?
No, nigga.
You don't like being slapped?
Uh-uh.
Off camera, chop. Slap. Slapping.
Slapping?
Yeah, slapping you.
I'm good. What's up? I'm going to do the slap.
Okay, that's cool. But you don't like being slapped. Like your woman. In the act.
No.
You have something against it?
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Don't fucking hit me in the face.
That ain't hot to you?
No.
Really?
It's borderline disrespectful. First of all, slaps are already disrespectful.
But in the act, I ain't saying like, nigga, you shut the fight. I ain't saying like y'all arguing or something like that. Now that's different. I'm talking about during the act.
No.
Really?
Nah. Leave my face out of it.
Choking?
Yeah, we can do it. Definitely do it.
The nigga, if she got you right here, then.
Nah, stop. Bitch, get off me. Fuck it. You done ruined them all.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Spitting in the mouth.
I've never done it, but I'm into it.
Oh, boy, I'm telling you.
It one girl I want her to spit on my mouth. It one girl I want her to do all the shit to me. Except slap. You can't slap.
Come on, man. I promise you, you get slapped, that you going to see. It's hot. It's really hot.
When they slapping, are they talking?
Yeah, hell yeah. You got to talk with it.
What's some of the examples that they would be saying? Like, you can't call me no bitch.
No. We just, you know, just sex talk, trash talk. Especially, it's like, because most of the time, if she's slapping you, then she's on top of you. So she's in control.
Okay.
So she's just talking her shit. You know? Hey, I wouldn't steal your room.
I'm putting it on my list.
I wouldn't steal you wrong. I'm telling you, that shit hot.
Do you have to ask for it?
No. Honestly, it's a conversation about likes and dislikes before y'all even get to that point. So right. If y'all talking about, you know, hey, I like this or I don't like this. Yeah, she already know.
All right, so but back to this fantasy. So your mouth taped up.
Yeah. We just playing it out and everything. And then she's going and she's bent over looking for something to clock me over the head and shit to like kill me or whatever.
All right.
You know, and while she's bent over, I finagle out of the ropes and shit, right? And so when she turns around and I'm not there, she goes to search for me and shit like just where the fuck did he go?
Right.
You know? By that time, I have escaped.
It's not like a Scooby-Doo mystery at this motherfucker.
So I have escaped. And now I'm in the bedroom. And so she creeps up the bedroom stairs and everything. Now we got music playing. It's like a whole scene. I've set this shit up in my head.
Clearly.
I want to do this shit. I'm not bullshitting.
Okay.
So she's creeping upstairs and everything, right? And whatever. She busts through the bedroom. Boom. She starts looking around. She doesn't see me. She hears the shower turn on. So she's like, oh, I got him. She comes in the bathroom. Boom. I'm not there.
This is Scooby-Doo mystery, dog.
She comes out of the bathroom. And that's where I'm gonna leave it. That's where I'm gonna leave it. Because I don't want to, you know, anybody to steal my...
I understand.
Yeah.
I want... My fantasy is you to come be like a female pastor and you pray over me.
Nigga, what?
Yeah.
What? Wait a minute. Wait.
I want you to tell me how bad of a boy I've been spiritually and you want to pray with me?
Okay, so stop right there. Stop right there. You stop right there. You fucking stop. I got him. I got him. So, you want her to tell you how bad of a boy you've been,
yes.
Right? What comes with that shit? Whoopings and slapping. Right or wrong? If she's telling you how bad of a boy you've been, don't that mean she's gonna be whooping you?
Nah, I want her to be a female pastor.
Whooping you?
No, pastor don't whoop the congregation.
Oh, is this some congregation like type shit?
I just want a female pastor to come pray, have a Bible in hand, be like, we're going to pray over your shit because you've been bad out here spiritually, some demons in you. And then while we praying, I tackle her.
This nigga playing football.
Because you know we be on our knees already. And I'll be like, you so fine. And she'll be like, get your mind off of this. And I'm be like, I can't. Like, I just, and my goal is to turn her into this sex capade. Bibles flying everywhere.
Oh, this nigga's Miles Garrett.
She's like, we don't need to be doing this. This is not godlike. And I'm like, I told you, I'm not godlike, baby.
How do you feel about, like, whippings?
Nigga, no, I'm not a slave.
Like, no. With a belt.
No, you're not whooping me with no belt. I'm not no slave.
So you went a little woman, like...
What up? Nah, because women take shit too fucking far. Every time. You give women a mile, they take two. They can always take it too far. That's why the handcuff shit kind of... I want to try it
with somebody I
trust.
Bingo.
But they still going to take it too far.
It depends. Yeah. There's a conversation. Okay, so you said you went in choking, though.
I'll take
it. Is it just with hands?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if they choking me in another way, they're going to be behind me.
A belt.
So they have to be behind me to strangle it, right?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you said had a noose like this way, and then you pull it?
She on top of you. She wrapped the motherfucker around you.
Nah, bitch. Nah, hell nah. Fuck out of here. We ain't gonna have that much time. I'm 39. How much time you think we about to be spending in this bitch? If you can't get it done in 9 minutes, fuck is we doing? Ain't gonna be time to break out no belt.
It's plenty of time. That's why this shit's laid out beforehand.
I like my sex fake spontaneous.
So if that's the case,
I'm not having no belt laid up.
You had a belt up under the bed. There you go, right there. There you go. All you gotta do is reach down to that motherfucker right there. Right or wrong.
Is it already tied in the noose? Like,
No. You leave that up to her.
So she gotta right size it for my neck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Jay,
too much time.
Take that motherfucker for a belt. Like this right here. Mm. She wrapped that bitch around your damn neck right there. Put that motherfucker in the right hoop. Pow. And just pull it.
She gonna take it too far. I'm gonna beat her ass. I ain't gonna hold you. Respectfully. She gonna take it too far. I'm gonna get too violent by mistake.
Yeah,
I'm not doing that.
Oh man.
What happened to just taking X and fucking like?
I've never done that before. Oh, I've wanted to.
Hey man.
I've actually wanted to. But I'm scared, honestly. I'm afraid.
Why?
I don't know how I'm gonna react to it, bro.
Is you gonna be you gonna react good?
I don't know, man.
Be fine.
Oh no, I know how I am when I get an edible in my damn system, so
yeah.
I don't know about no damn
yeah.
I don't know, big dog.
You gotta find somebody with a tube sock.
Condom who? What?
I got another question. Where do you think the cum should go? On their face, on their ass, on the pee, or on their stomach, or on their face?
All of the above.
Okay, well, there you go.
Depending on the
I like person. Cream pie, so.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm have time to worry about nowhere else.
Yeah, it's just, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Big cream pie. Big cream pie. big cream pie, man. I did want to give you a shout out, man. Heard that boy LB Truth's new album.
Oh, yeah, ready. Man. Shout out LB you know Truth, man.
So I heard your feature on the album, man. How did y'all link up?
Man, what's crazy is that feature is years old at this point.
Really?
Yeah, man. I think we recorded this 2021, somewhere around the pandemic. We just linked up online. You know, I do music. He do music.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Alabama. So I knew a couple of people out of Alabama that did music. He ran across some of my songs.
Mm-hmm.
He came and did the podcast, Bigger Than Pancakes. I think, were you here for that episode?
I don't think so.
He came and did. You were here? You were here. He came and did the podcast. He wanted to record some music, so he had sent me the beat.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote the verse to it. He did a verse on the spot here. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, I did my verse here. And I actually was waiting on it to come out. I was like, it was a pretty hard song. But you know, if you do music, songs don't always come out when you want them to come out. So he had shouted me out when the album was dropping, but I didn't know the song was on there. I was just like, you know, we did connect on some music.
Yeah.
So when I heard it, I was like, oh, this shit came out all right. I like, yeah, okay. Yeah,
this shit hard, bro.
I appreciate it, man. So I'm gonna have to send him something to get him featured. On some shit, man. Shout out LB The Truth. The album's called Ready.
Yes, sir.
He got some motion for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And he talented. He's a talented brother.
Yeah.
And he's a real good guy, too. Like,
yeah.
I'm just talking to him. You can tell he's like a solid motherfucker. So I really fuck with him heavy. Yeah. Unlike some of you other niggas, y'all not solid.
La Sierra says that men who can cook are sassy.
That's cool, because I can't cook. I use air fries, baby. Holla at your boy.
Do you not think that's a wild-ass statement, though, fam?
I think young ladies say anything because they have no guidance.
Men that can cook are sassy.
Yeah.
Like, we can't cook for ourselves. We can't feed ourselves because it's sassy. I'm getting tired of that damn word, too.
I believe it's because... I mean, too. Like, but some of y'all niggas is sassy. Be clear about it. Y'all some sassy looking...
That's true.
But, I think the issue is women don't have a lot of new skills Mm-hmm. So they rely on I cook, I clean, yada yada yada. So if a man can do that, it also it diminishes what they think is an asset, which is no longer that much of an asset. Because like you said, men is cooking for themselves all day, every day at this point. Because we can't rely on y'all bum asses. Because y'all too busy twerking in the hospital in gowns after y'all have babies.
Is that anybody in particular?
No, shout out Sexy Red though. But I just know her legion of followers think that that's okay. Y'all not her. Y'all ain't got no money. That other part, y'all hoes is broke.
It's funny you say that. Speaking of broke, there was a girl complaining about a guy that sent her $15 for a salad. Did you see that post?
And she sent it back.
She sent it back because she said $15 ain't no money. And that she couldn't get anything with $15.
I just want to know what was she going to get without the $15. Because that would have helped offset it, right? So, again, they just say whatever they want to say. Which is why I'm like, you know, women run social media, so they just get their shit off. So I do understand it. Because you're just getting your shit off, and if it works out for you, cool. But I don't know if I believe these hoes. Not no man with no sense don't believe these hoes. I don't believe a goddamn thing they be saying. I should be like, yes, keep it up. Because I already know in a few years, you're going to humble yourself and you'll be draggable. And then when I'm going to have my fun. He did what?
Huh? He did what? How do you feel about fucking niggas' girlfriends?
For the sassy niggas, I'm with it.
Has that ever been a thing for you?
No.
Like, I'm legit going after girls that I know are in relationships.
No, hell no.
Me neither.
Most of the time what happens is the girl is like complaining. Most of the time I have it with the married chicks.
Really?
Yeah, because, I mean, most people be tired in their marriage. Most they don't marry a dude that ain't bad on them. So it's just like, I know it's easier for them to get that off versus me having to try to beat a man. So it's just like.
How many situations, well, you ain't got to like say what situations there, but how many situations have you ended up in situations where the girl did have a boyfriend, but she told you that she like didn't? Like, has it been numerous, a couple of times?
Not that they didn't. That they were on the path to breaking up, or they really not like that no more.
You know, I told a story about the girl, a girl I was dealing with long time ago, where, you know, I had told her and her boyfriend, they was on, like, having issues or whatever, and she told me they broke up. I was like, okay, well, let's go to the movies, man, you know, take your mind, get your mind off things or whatever, blah, 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 and all that. And we end up going to the movies, going to get some food.
Right.
And up coming back, had sex. Like, we fucked.
Allegedly.
And the next day on campus, I'm chilling with my partner. I look up. Hear her boyfriend coming, walking, arm in arm. After she had just told me that they had broke up.
Yeah.
I'm talking about she put on a whole, like, she was sad and, like, all this other shit. And then here they come walking arm in arm. This nigga, I walked up. He spoke to my homeboy, dapping me up and shit. This bitch, like, this queen, looked like she had seen a ghost.
Like she saw you?
Yes.
She wasn't expecting to see
you? She didn't expect to see me. Because I was at another school across the way. That's where I went. But that particular day, I was on that campus with my partner. See, that's how she was able to get that shit off. I didn't go there. I went to AUM. She went to state.
Okay.
So that's how she was able to get the shit off. So when she looked up and seen me, that's when it was like, oh, shit.
Okay. That makes sense, though.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't expecting to see you again.
Yeah. But see, that's how I end up in situations like that. I've never, like, tried to go after, like, girls I knew were in relationships. I ain't never been that type of nigga.
I just feel like if you giving a rhythm, and I'm single, that's up to you, dog. I ain't got no control over that. But I'm telling you what happened to a lot of in those situations, because mm-hmm. what happened to me, they will tell you things are one way with that person.
Fact.
And there just be emotion at the time.
Okay.
And then that's why she probably was emotional about either thinking about breaking up with the dude or yeah. her mind at the time we broke up.
Mm-hmm.
But after the fact or whatever, he may have texted her to write what she wanted to hear. And mm-hmm. then it's like, nah. So I think that's what will really be happening.
So can I just say, a lot of you niggas better be glad I'm not that way.
I think you need to be that way.
A lot.
I think you need to be that way.
Like a lot.
I
spared a lot in my time.
Fuck the nigga.
Even now. Better be glad I'm not that type of guy. You remember, I forgot what episode it was. We was like, it can get bad out here.
Oh, yeah.
We was talking about me and you. It was like, better be glad, because it can get bad.
Yeah.
Oh. Don't get shit twisted. do not get shit twisted. Niggas really them guys.
Because it really about mouthpiece and like actually being about some. And a lot of niggas ain't on that.
At all.
So that I found that a lot like years ago. I was like, oh, most niggas ain't on that.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
And the crazy thing, a lot of times, man, if you talk to a lot of these women, you'll see if you actually just give them conversation, a lot of these niggas are not able to hold a fucking conversation.
They just trying to fuck.
It just, bingo. Yeah. It just trying to fuck. So when you actually sit down and have an intellectual conversation with a woman, it's like, oh shit, like, this is new.
Yeah.
Because niggas legit off the rip with the horny. Off the rip dick pic. I just saw a thread of this girl post some shit the other day. She said, hey, this nigga. What you think he responded to? The dick. I'm like, fam.
That's crazy, dog. That's crazy to me is that you don't think she done seen 1,000 dicks in her life?
1,000.
These hoes have ran through. I mean, these queens, these young ladies just ran through. We got to speak from our age group.
Okay.
That's what I be speaking from. Okay. Like, well, hell, even in the 20s, they fucking older men and shit. But they done seen 1,000 dicks. Just cause, and this note, pause. But it does not really matter that if you doing her mind right or if you more physically attractive, like y'all more compatible.
Mm-hmm.
All that dick shit, man, that's some dicks disgust these hoes.
I've seen them talk about this shit.
You know what I'm saying? Just based on who it attached to, like
yeah.
So that shit don't really, that's some 2000 game right there with the dick pic shit, like.
I really, I don't understand why a lot, and when I say a lot of these niggas don't understand, like, mentally and emotionally, if you can legit open a woman up that way, the nasty is,
yeah,
it's catastrophic. It really is. Because you're able to have conversations, you're able to talk about other shit than just fucking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You talk about goals or you're fucking ask her how the fuck her day was.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's shit like that that a lot of them are not used to. So when you come along with the shit, they don't know how to respond to it because they're not used to it. But man, that nasty. Oh boy. Oh Lord, fam.
I think this is what I've been learning is don't really, I ain't gonna say you can't trust these women. You just have to take what they're saying with a grain of salt at the time that they're saying.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the lessons I've learned. It's fair. Like, cause I done damn near crashed out on some girls just based off what they were saying at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you talk to them enough and they'll be like, that ain't even what you... You had me going out here playing myself damn near.
Mm-hmm.
And been you was just all... So, to your point, I really don't look at niggas, girls like that these days. Or
and these things are killing niggas over they girls, too.
That too.
Willing to do prison time.
Yeah.
It would never be that deep for me.
I think because they have issues getting girls in the first place. So they be so tied to that one
mm-hmm.
that they get... Yeah, they'll crash out for that.
Nigga, you willing to go to prison over one?
And I feel like you could tell, like, if somebody in a close relationship, yeah. I just feel like you can tell how they, man, I was hitting up this one girl, like, man, we, and she had told me that her relationship was on the fritz.
See, Dad, that's how I start.
And I said, I could kind of tell. I don't know if I just had the radar,
yeah,
but I could just kind of tell how it was looking online. So mm-hmm. I hit up. Mm-hmm. I mean, so I'm working on that. You motherfucker. Hey, man, I just feel like people deserve to be happy. Fuck it. I do, though. I really do feel like that. I don't think, I feel like, I honestly feel like this, and I'm learning that ain't the way the world works. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in ownership of a person.
Fact, okay.
So I just feel like if you can be happy here, mm-hmm. let's do it. Like, I don't... If you happy where you're at, just say no.
Yeah.
Keep moving.
It's really that simple.
That's how I feel about it. So I don't, like you said, I'm not crashing that on no chick. If you can get her, get her.
My whole thing now is telling motherfuckers, hey, you grown.
If you can get her, dog.
That's it.
Because I can't stop. I can't police your DMs. I can't police what you told that person. Because that be the other part. They always tell you what the other person said. They don't really tell you what led to that.
And they'll tell you about the ones that they're not interested in, never about the ones that they are entertaining.
Right. I know girls now that I'm trying to talk to. She tell me right now, it's a dude that been after me for 10 years, and she still entertains him enough to where she talked to him.
See, that's crazy.
But that's how they move.
That's fucking crazy to me. If you know you're not interested in that person, why the fuck are you still... And see, that's how crazy niggas get started, too.
Yeah.
Now see, if he just, God forbid, but if he just pop off and do some crash out type shit.
Yes.
10 years. Come on, fam.
Yeah.
Like, nah, man. Just tell a motherfucker no.
Which is also why, and I know we close to the end, but I think this is a good conversation. This is why, to me, it's a difference between a man cheating on his girl and a girl cheating on her man. Because you can't control how that man responds. So you're endangering our lives.
That's facts.
I don't get off into the, well, if you can do it, I can do it. Like, most women ain't going to go that far, because most women used to get cheated on. You tell a man you fuck him and then you cut him off because you getting back with your husband or your boyfriend. Ain't no telling what that man got.
That man, yeah.
And I have to deal with this psycho-ass dude because of shit you brought it to us.
Yeah. And you don't even know.
Exactly.
Shit gonna blindside you.
Yeah.
You might be out one day, y'all out, I don't know, getting ice cream or some shit, and now a nigga approaching you. Yeah, bro. It's a wicked world out here, man. I'm chilling, bro.
It's like one girl that I want.
And really?
Yeah. I'm still trying to work on that.
So when you say won't, relationship?
Yeah.
Really? You, nigga?
Yeah. Hey, boo.
Man, that's what's up.
Yeah, she started acting right. But I'm okay with it because good things take time.
I see the philosophy. I see you. All right then, brother. I ain't got shit else, man.
I ain't either, man. This was a great episode.
I ain't got nothing else. I'm just happy to be here. Like I said, a lot of y'all better be glad, you know?
I will say this. Check out the new music dropping. I got a new project called Dope House coming out soon. I got Guys 3 coming out soon as well. Tap into Dope tomorrow on social media. I'll be posting freestyles, clips of this episode, clips of some other podcasts that we've done. I got some stuff in the tuck podcast-wise. Shout out my producer, Franco. Shout out my producer, Chalk God. Shout out Cadillac Almighty. We got that new single out already on streaming platform called Fuck It.
For sure.
Check out Take Your Time with LB The Truth.
Fire.
And then I'm about to drop. I'll probably drop a single this Friday actually coming up just to put some more music out for the year. I ain't dropped no single.
Yeah. Okay.
What you got going on?
Oh, man. I'm Rob Madden across, you know, all your platforms and whatnot. The Rye Way parody is dropping Monday and whatnot. That'll be on your Instagrams, your YouTubes, your Facebooks and whatnot, what have you. It's for Rob Media Company, man. You robmediacompany.com. Photo shoots, video shoots, events, weddings, man, your boo, your bae, your little, your husband, your wife, your kids. I shoot it all. I shoot it all, man. Holler at me, book with me. I got you. Shit, what else I got, man? Oh, working on that volume 2 of the mixtape.
Okay.
And whatnot.
Let's get it.
Got a couple of new tracks I'm working on right now. Actually, when I be in the car, that's when I come up with the parents and shit.
That's crazy.
Because I just be listening to music and some shit come to me. Like the last one I just wrote yesterday, matter of fact, seems like you're petty. Off it seems like you're ready.
Yeah, shout out Art. Can we shout out Art Kelly?
I don't, is that safe?
Are you streaming on?
Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
So the other day, 12 Play randomly came on. I didn't turn it on. I didn't turn it off, bro. Man. Fam, I didn't. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
The music is, the royalties are going to the victim. So, to okay. be honest, that's the truth.
Okay, because so. I definitely replayed it more than one time.
Got them streams up.
Boy, I ain't gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie to you. I got another parody off of Your Body's Calling. It's called Your Girlfriend's Cheating.
Okay, so you really are into the arcade.
Oh, yeah. I got in the zone, bro.
That man ain't getting out to like 2078.
Yeah. He in there.
Yeah, he gonna be looking like Bill Cosby when he get out, bro.
Yeah, they doing that.
That's gonna be sad.
It's crazy.
To see that man go from the R. Kelly we know to looking like, by the time he get out, it's crazy.
That nigga was a musical, I'm sorry, music only. I listened to Trapped in the Closet when I was coming back down the road.
Mm.
That whole, bro, you gotta be, your mind is different. To write Trapped in the Closet and all them chapters.
Yeah.
You a different fucking person. You not normal.
Nah, he
not normal. Creatively, to think of that shit and all them characters, different voices and tones, and you, come on, fam. Dog, we know he's a sick person. But sicko. Musically, this nigga is, he's not one of them.
Nah.
It's, all right, bro. Okay. Man. I'm Rob, man, across all social media platforms. I ain't got nothing else.
Hey, man, you can still send news if y'all want to. And take me on an island with all the 60-year-old women. I'm going to bust them down.
What he said, send them. You still send them to his email. Is still there. It's takingshotstv@gmail.com if y'all want to hit us up. He's still there. We at. Cheese for the Super Bowl, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You think because of...
Yeah, absolutely.
The machine?
Man, they not finna let the Chiefs lose and Taylor Swift gonna be there. Chiefs gonna win the Super Bowl, fam.
I do need to get a bet in real quick.
Chiefs finna win the Super Bowl, fam.
And they want Patrick Mahomes to be that guy. I mean, he's that guy, but they really trying to get him to be the next Tom Brady.
Chiefs finna win the Super Bowl, fam. It's already written.
Yeah, I think so, too.
They gonna try to make it like it's a close game and, oh, Brock Purdy is gonna take the 49ers to... Nah, fam. Pat Mahomes. Gonna come down to the fourth quarter, 3 minutes left. Patty Mahomes got the ball. They starting on the 20-yard line, and he finna drive down the field and finna throw the game-winning touchdown to Travis Kelce because Taylor Swift is right there.
I can see that.
Travis Kelce is gonna catch the game-winning touchdown. It's gonna be this whole shit where Taylor Swift's gonna come down to the field and celebrate with Travis. I'm telling you how this shit, I see this already.
Yeah.
I see this.
I think it only can go that way.
They have been marketing this shit the whole... It's been right in front of our faces.
Yeah.
It's it, man.
Yeah.
Chiefs gonna win, man. They gonna win the Super Bowl.
Oh, and one last thing. How you feel about Nick Saban?
All right, bro. All right, fam. Do we have sleepers?
Let that man retire, yo.
Man, no, nigga. I honestly, I believe all of us Bama fans thought that he had at least one more year. At least. This shit blindsided everybody.
Really?
It wasn't no talk about him retiring, none of that. Mm. We just chilling. Yeah. And then get a fucking notification. I look, Nick Saban is retired. I said, what the fuck? But I called my mama so damn fast. Me and my mama was on the phone for an hour, bro.
Damn.
About Nick Saban. Man, come back, man. He said gonna be at Alabama, though. He's still gonna be there.
Shout out Nick Saban.
In his coach's box at the top.
He did a great damn job. That's for sure.
The GOAT.
Hey, I can't argue. I can't argue.
Oh, okay.
I can't argue at all.
Okay.
No, I won't even argue that. Salute that man.
Big GOAT, Nick Saban, man. Shout out, man. Bama Roll Tide. We out. Y'all check everybody out.